Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Colton basketball. We're joined first by girls coach Leslie Allenor, the Lady Wildcats competing at the Thunder Classic today and tomorrow. But before we talk tournament, let's go back to last Friday. Coach, you fall to Nemaw Central in the second matchup with them this year, 58-30, and a game that the team kind of started slow, and it seemed like the tone was kind of set with turnovers, too many possessions given away early in that game that kind of put your club behind the eight ball. I know turnovers have been hit and miss at times this season, but boy, they seem to come in bunches in that game.
Yes, like you said, there's been some games where we've turned the ball over at a very high rate, and we pay for it. So that is definitely something we were talking about, and we just got to play with confidence. We've got to be able to be tough with the ball, and so can't let them take it from us. We have to adjust to their press, and we just didn't adjust very well, even though it was something that we went over a lot. It's just different when they get out there and actually have to handle the pressure.
Didn't get a chance last week to talk about the tournament. You're competing in the Thunder Classic, which is a new tournament for the Holton girls in your program this year. I know a tough draw having to face the top seed and a really good Rock Creek team on Tuesday and end up losing. But what's your kind of thoughts and goals just as a head coach and what you hope to get out of a midseason tournament? What kind of things are you looking for from your team in terms of progression or what you're expecting here this week?
Well, we definitely want to take what we learned in the first half of the season and improve on that. And like I said last time, it's a great opportunity to play some really good teams and see some really good competition. So I feel like getting those extra reps against really good teams will only make us stronger and really prepare us for the second half of the season in league play, and really trying to get better to end league play very, very successful is kind of the goal for us.
I know Rock Creek game didn't go as you'd hope, but man, you look at things now and you got Marysville today, and then you're going to play Jackson Heights or who's the other team? Jackson Heights and St. Mary's, I guess. Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like every team's goal is to win a tournament, but if you can't, you'd love to go 2-1, and I feel like that's a realistic opportunity, what's in front of your team now, to play against some similar competition and have success here these next 2 days.
Yes, most definitely. Marysville, and if we win that one and play Jackson Heights or St. Mary's, those are very winnable games, and it would be great to end the tournament 2-1 going into the second part of the season. They're both really tough teams, and just encouraging our girls again to be confident with the ball and be the tougher team at the end of the day.
Yeah, we talked about taking care of the basketball. You talk about being tough. I know consistency is a big word we talked about as well, but do you feel like the team, I mean, a lot of these girls hadn't played together. Only a few of them had even played any varsity. Like, I know the scores don't always represent, and we've talked about how brutal the schedule's been, but do you feel like the team is progressing in some ways, or what specific maybe areas have you seen more improvement from the squad this year?
I definitely think that we've improved. Played a lot of good competition, like you mentioned, and we're playing strictly man this year, so trying to really grasp what we want out of man and boxing out and rebounding, it has been a process, but we're definitely getting better. And again, running a new offense, stuff that they're not familiar with. It's a whole new team that we put together this year too. So trying to find some team chemistry, and I feel like they're definitely starting to do that and buy into what we want in the program. It's not always shows up on the scoreboard, but we definitely see it and feel it. And it shows really well in some moments, and then again, trying to just be tougher, get that experience that the whole team really needs.
You bet. Well, hopefully, as you mentioned, a chance to play well here, get a couple wins maybe to finish out the tournament, and a boost going into next week with just one game hosting Horton next Friday. We'll talk more then. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck in Seneca the next 2 days.
Thank you, Justin.
Coach Leslie Allenor of the Holton Lady Cats will talk Wildcat Boys Hoops after this timeout.